Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the results presentation for Growthpoint Properties Australia for the year ended 30th of June 2017. Slide two details the agenda for today. Growthpoint's executive management team are present and will take you through the presentation. Following this, there will be time for Q&A. Slide four. From the outset, I would like to convey the management team and board are extremely proud of the group's significant achievements in financial year 2017, with good growth in earnings and distributions whilst positioning the portfolio and operations well as we move into financial year 2018. Pleasingly, we were able to deliver strong returns for security holders, with FFO per security up 11.4%, growth in distributions of 4.9%, and the NTA per security rising 10.3%. More importantly, though, financial year 2017 was a year of significant transformation and growth for the group, with over 900 million dollars of transactions completed, both property and debt, which saw the portfolio de-risked and repositioned for superior long-term returns through the successful takeover of GPT Metro Office Fund, strategic asset sales, increased investment into the office sector, quality tenants introduced to the portfolio, our inaugural USPP issuance, which extended the group's debt maturity and further diversified its sources of funding, validation of our investment strategy to stay out of the retail sector, internal development upside has been progressed, and our focus on sustainability within the business with an increase in our average NABERS energy rating for the office portfolio to 4.5 stars. Slide five. Our transparent business model, unchanged since 2008, continues to deliver for security holders with strong growth in FFO and distributions backed by rental income from a quality property portfolio. Total security holder returns for Growthpoint have outperformed the S&P/ASX 300 A-REIT Index over one, three, and five-year periods. Moving on to slide six. The outlook is for a stable economy, but with economic growth below trend. There will be disparity in economic outcomes by state, with New South Wales and Victoria growing well. The outlook for the official cash rate is benign. However, bond rates may rise, albeit from low levels. We see office and industrial markets having positive fundamentals with declining vacancy rates and improved tenancy demand. Strong capital markets for acquisition of assets is present. We have not invested in the retail property market and do not see value at current cap rates prevailing in the market. Our response to these conditions, economic conditions, financial conditions, is summarized on the slide. I'll now hand over to Michael Green, Head of Property, to discuss the property portfolio.
Thank you, Tim. Slide eight. During financial year 2017, the group pursued a very deliberate strategy to reweight the portfolio to the office sector and the New South Wales market. This was achieved by the successful takeover of the GPT Metro Office Fund. The takeover has been further validated, with Growthpoint increasing occupancy within the former GMF assets from 96% to 98%. Pleasingly, we've also seen a valuation increase across the portfolio of 9% since the takeover. Throughout the year, we also ensured that we capitalised on a strong market by divesting $259 million of non-core assets at premiums to our book values. We continue to look at a variety of transactions to improve the portfolio. And post 30 June, we announced the counter-cyclical acquisition of a $46 million Perth industrial portfolio, which contains four modern and well-leased assets with a 6.4-year WALE, which are located adjacent to the group's Woolworths First Distribution Centre. Post-balance date, the group also acquired an 18.2% stake in the Industria REIT. We continue to assess other potential acquisition opportunities and evaluate numerous unsolicited approaches for our properties. Turning to slide 9. Growthpoint's asset management team has undertaken another impressive year of leasing, introducing a number of significant new tenants to the portfolio, including David Jones and the Workwear Group. Pleasingly, we've had recent success within the industrial leasing market, where we've leased in excess of 40,000 square metres at Melbourne Airport ahead of our budget assumptions. Retaining a 99% occupancy rate within the portfolio is a terrific achievement, and with vacancy, and now we have vacancy limited to solely 4 assets. Moving to slide 10. The portfolio is concentrated within the economic growth states along the Australian eastern seaboard, with a major focus on Melbourne and Sydney markets. The group actively monitors all markets and remains open to pursuing counter-cyclical transactions where appealing yield opportunities are available. Despite having skewed the portfolio recently towards the office sector, Growthpoint's intention is to retain a large industrial portfolio for the foreseeable future. We own some of Australia's best distribution centres and have continued to demonstrate our asset management expertise in this market through leasing and expanding our sites to increase income for our security holders. Turning to slide 11. The chief points to note on this slide are the 1.2% positive like-for-like income growth across the portfolio for FY17, with the office portfolio performing well, generating 2.7% like-for-like growth and clearly benefiting from some excellent leasing results across the year. The industrial portfolio's lack of growth was due to a couple of buildings falling vacant during the second half of the year. These buildings have subsequently been leased ahead of expectations, and we anticipate growth in the next 12 months. With a 6.1-year WALE, limited vacancy over the next 2 years, and an increased weighted average rent review to 3.3%, the portfolio's income predictability and growth is as transparent as ever. Turning to slide 12. Successful leasing of the former GE buildings at Botanica in Richmond to David Jones earlier in the financial year has enabled Growthpoint to turn its focus to maximising the value of the remaining site. As such, Growthpoint has recently commenced marketing its 20,000 square metre office development, which adjoins the David Jones buildings and is seeking a tenant pre-commitment. The new generation office development will comprise 2 office towers, which have been designed and engineered to achieve 5-star neighbours and a 5-star Green Star rating. The development will provide the final piece of the Botanica office park. The Botanica office assets entered into Growthpoint's portfolio post the 2011 profitable takeover of the Rabanoff Listed Trust. As always, Growthpoint will seek to add value to all its assets where the opportunities present. Moving to slide 13. Financial year 17 was a terrific year for Growthpoint's property portfolio and our largest transactional year to date. We approach FY18 with the same tenacious appetite for leasing and are positive about the prospect of retaining a very high level of occupancy for the year ahead. Other focuses will include securing a pre-commitment for the exciting Richmond office development. On the transactional front, we've been receiving more unsolicited competitive offers for our assets than ever before, and that, accompanied with our continual review of the portfolio, is likely to see further divestments of a similar quantum to FY17. We will seek to redeploy capital from transactions into accretive acquisitions where possible. I will now hand over to Growthpoint's Chief Financial Officer, Dion Andrews.
Thanks, Michael. Turning to slide 15, I'm pleased to report we enter FY18 in a stronger financial position, with a portfolio materially de-risked, which Tim and Michael have touched on, and our balance sheet in good shape, with gearing reduced to 39%, a level we're comfortable at. During the year, we also entered the USPP market for the first time with great success, raising $208 million. The placement was more than 4 times oversubscribed, and as a result, we were able to attract favourable pricing on debt out to 10 and 12 years. Importantly, the USPP deal allowed us to extend the group's debt maturity profile out to 5 years and further diversified our sources of debt financing, with debt capital markets now the source of 45% of Growthpoint's total debt facilities. After fixing the debt capital raise for the entire period, Growthpoint's fixed debt percentage also increased to over 75%. The weighted average maturity of fixed debt is now out to 6.4 years. The group also raised an additional $245 million of new equity via the GMF takeover and the distribution reinvestment plans. This capital was raised at favourable prices and used to support accretive acquisitions made during the year. Slide 16 outlines the operational highlights for the year. A successful year saw our FFO per security increase by 11.4% to 25.5 cents per security, equating to a payout ratio of 84.3%. In a strong period of growth, it was pleasing to maintain our operating expenses at low levels, with our OPEX to average gross assets coming in lower than FY16. We expect to maintain operating expenses at or around 0.4% of gross average assets moving forward. Turning to slide 17, the group's primary objective is to grow distributions over time in a sustainable way. Pleasingly, we've been able to achieve this with 4.1% compound annual growth in distributions over the past four-year period and a further 2.2% forecast growth in FY18. Turning now to FFO per security for FY18, which is forecast to reduce from FY17 to be at least 23.6 cents per security. This reduction is in comparison to an elevated level in FY17, and it reflects several key changes to the portfolio, which management believes set the group up to continue to pay increasing distributions over time in a sustainable way. These changes include the sale of non-core properties, which provided a significant contribution to the FY17 year, a reduction in gearing from 43.1% to 39%, and reweighting to the office market with a focus on New South Wales. Both of these markets generally offer a lower yield. These factors are one-off reductions to FY18. Our forecast is for FFO per security of at least 23.6 cents, and we will be working hard to beat that figure, noting we've outperformed the lower end of our guidance over recent years. Both the acquisitions of the Perth Airport portfolio and the Instaken Industrial REIT were not part of the forecast, and both will be accretive on a standalone basis. Slide 18 provides a little more detail on the impacts to our gearing over the year. Key to note here is that the acquisitions we have made post-year end, being the Perth Airport portfolio and the Industria stake, have been offset by the sale of Nunda and the settlement of 10 Gassman Street, meaning gearing has remained steady at 39%. Slide 19 provides further detail on the group's debt. As mentioned earlier, we have decreased reliance on Australian banks by diversifying our sources of debt capital. As a guide, we see 50% of debt sourced from Australian banks, with the remainder sourced from a variety of debt capital markets available to Growthpoint as being ideal. I would also like to call out our conservative position regarding our debt covenants. Our interest cover ratio is 4.1 times versus a covenant of 1.6. Further, our LVR was 40.2% at 30 June versus a covenant requirement of 60%. This spread to covenant provides the group with a great deal of flexibility should market circumstances change quickly. Slide 20 provides the components of the 10.3% growth in net tangible assets per security, with strong property valuations proving the key driver here. Turning to slide 21. In summary, the group has delivered strong returns to security holders in FY17 and enters FY18 with a balance sheet in good shape, with lower gearing, a good mix of debt providers, and long-weighted average debt maturity. This puts the group in a good position to support any further transactions as they become apparent. I'll now hand over to our COO, Aaron Hockley.
Thanks, Dion. Slide 23 highlights one of Growthpoint's key differentiators from many of its peers. Growthpoint offers a pure-play investment into the Australian office and industrial property sectors. With 100% of our income sourced from leases, all of our properties being income producing, and developments being a very small component of our business, we have a very transparent income stream. Although we have recently acquired an 18.2% stake in Industria REIT, this only represents around 2% of our gross assets. Almost all of the remaining assets comprise real estate, 100% owned and managed by Growthpoint. Finally, like most of the AREIT sector, we have internalised management. This, coupled with all employees are participating in our share plan and the bulk of at-risk remuneration being linked to our security price, income growth and relative returns, ensures that there is 100% alignment between the interests of security holders and management. Further information can be obtained in our annual report released earlier today. Slide 24 reinforces the transparency and relative simplicity of our business model. Most of these numbers have been discussed by my colleagues, but I would like to draw your attention to the $140 million of distributions paid over FY17, equating to 21.5 cents per security. We have continually increased this over the last 8 years, and all of our strategies are targeted at growing this distribution per security by 3 to 4% per annum over the medium term. Although most of our property acquisitions have been direct, slide 25 highlights our M&A experience. We have undertaken 2 listed takeovers since 2011, adding $624.3 million of property to the portfolio. These properties have performed well under our ownership. We have been able to lease, develop, and in some cases sell properties to add value for our security holders. Both takeovers received very high level of acceptances following independent board recommendations, and we were able to work constructively with existing management. We continue to evaluate a number of M&A opportunities. One of our key competitive advantages in pursuing such opportunities is the continuing support from our majority shareholder, Growthpoint Properties Limited. For example, in our takeover of GMF, Growthpoint of South Africa's support enabled us to make a full cash offer whilst retaining prudent gearing. Despite our previous success and continued evaluation of M&A opportunities, Growthpoint will remain disciplined. We will only pursue opportunities where prices for underlying property assets are considered appropriate based on our views of value, and always with the goal of continuing to increase distributions in the medium term rather than focusing on any year one accretion. Finally, on slide 26, we highlight our developing sustainability framework. Our focus is on 4 key areas. First, risk mitigation, including when acquiring assets. Second, complying with applicable laws and regulations, as well as several voluntary codes. Third, improved gender diversity. Fourth, environmental performance of our properties, particularly in relation to energy efficiency, which is becoming an increasingly important cost consideration for our tenants. To help us benchmark our efforts and to provide more useful information for our stakeholders, we are pleased to participate in a number of external benchmarks, notably the Global Real Estate Sustainability Benchmark, or GRESB. We have also today announced that we are targeting net zero emissions by 2050 across all properties under our operational control. More details are available in our sustainability report released online earlier today. I'll now hand back to Tim Collier.
Thank you, Aaron. I'll just move to slide 28 now. Our primary focus is to increase distributions payable to Growthpoint security holders sustainably over time. The business model with quality tenants, long portfolio WALE, low vacancy rate and upcoming expiries, predictable operating costs and medium-term hedged and fixed interest rate debt provides a sustainable base from which future earnings are generated. In financial year 18, we will continue to position the portfolio via select acquisitions, further divestments and internal development to better the portfolio and maximise income and capital returns to Growthpoint security holders. We have issued financial year 18 guidance of FFO per security of at least 23.6 cents and distribution per security of 22 cents, and this is reaffirmed. At current pricing, the financial year 18 DPS yield is an attractive 6.8%. In conclusion, financial year 17 has been a very successful year for Growthpoint on a number of fronts, with particular strong growth in earnings, or FFO. Growthpoint is well positioned and confident of another successful year in financial year 18. Thank you for your time today, and we'll move to the Q&A session.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Darren Leung with Macquarie Group. Please go ahead.
Hi guys, just two quick ones from me. Just one on the FY18 guidance number. So obviously switching to FFO as a guidance metric now, I'm looking at amortisation of tenant incentives. So 10 mil in FY17, roughly split, you know, 4 mil in first half, 6 mil in second half. Is 6 million per half or 12 million per annum a rough number that we should work towards for FY18?
Thanks, Darren. Theon here. That number will obviously depend on the level of incentives given in any one year as well. We are giving out incentives as we go, and some incentives are rolling off. As a guide, that is a reasonable number to assume, although there have been some larger incentives given for the David Jones transaction, for example, in FY18. That will add to the amortisation going forward.
Okay, thank you. And then just the second one, I mean, it was touched on in the presentation, but just in relation to the stake in IDR, and then, you know, any potential M&A here, I mean, you know, one of the comments was just in terms of the view on value. I mean, there was an announcement by IDR today in terms of what their NTA looks like in post their valuations. I mean, do you guys have an internal target as to what you think their value valuation should be, or you know, what your intentions are into the medium term?
Thanks, Darren. It's Tim Collier here. I'll answer that. So the opportunity to acquire the IDR stake came up. We evaluated it at the point in time, and we viewed it as a standalone investment, and obviously other considerations can take place at some future date. Our focus going ahead in the short to medium term is to obviously go through their results, understand their guidance for next year, understand where these valuations are at, and understanding their financials, their NTA position, and so forth. So that's our immediate focus, and you know, that's what we're focused on going forward.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Stephen Lam with CLSA. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. A few quick ones from me. So what is your medium-term payout target? Because in 16 it was 89.5, this year was only 84.3, and next year guidance is 93, and saw that in your actual accounts, you said that it's not below 85%. In terms of from FY19 onwards, should we be thinking above 90% or below 90%?
We'll stand by that target of it shouldn't fall below 85% over the medium term. We look at each year, obviously we adjust the payout ratio up and down from year to year, allowing for when we're forecasting the level of incentives and capex and the like within the portfolio. Now, over the medium term, with the visibility that we have, we're saying that the payout ratio shouldn't fall below 85% on an FFO per security basis over the medium term.
And just on acquisitions, on the Outlook page in the presentation, it says the focus is on East Coast office. Does that mean you're not really considering industrial at all? You feel like the current weighting that you have is sufficient?
No, we continue to, it's Michael Green here, we continue to look at both sectors. I think we believe that in the short to medium term, office is going to probably outperform industrial. However, where we see value, which we did see in Perth, we'll continue to acquire industrial assets. And as I said during the presentation, we intend to retain a large industrial portfolio for the foreseeable future and continue to use our asset management skills in that sector where we can. So we look at both sides of both sectors, office and industrial. Whilst we have a slight preference towards office for the time being, we'll continue to acquire industrial where we see the right opportunities come across our desk.
And just on the back of that, what sort of office yields would you acquire at?
Particular
range that.
So, I mean, we're seeing, I mean, obviously office yields are quite tight at the moment, particularly seen in sectors which we've been buying office assets in up until the last 6 months, quite considerably. Our sort of acquisition range tends to be between 6 and 7% in the office sector.
Thank you. And last one from me. You mentioned similar quantum of asset sales to last to FY17. Any indication of timing that you guys are thinking of?
Over the next 12 months.
Yes. I'll just, okay. Yep. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you do wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. We will now pause briefly to allow any final questions to enter the queue. Your next question comes again from Stephen Lamb with CLSA. Please go ahead.
Sorry, just the last one to quote. Like-for-like NPI growth, are you expecting a return to positive for industrial given the vacancy that you mentioned that would add in FY17?
Stephen, it's Dion Andrews here. So like-for-like, we do that on an effective basis. So obviously those leasing up opportunities will now have incentives going through them where they didn't previously. That obviously depresses the like-for-like comparison on an industrial. Across the year, from memory, it is relatively flat, taking into account the leasing up ahead of forecasts, but with those incentives being introduced into those leases.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are showing no more further questions, and with that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating.